We continue our learning with Nishmas Davim and Malach Mishnah and Chanyakam and Pinchas Leo. When Rav Mitzia Perek Beis Mishnah Dalin Motzah B'Chanus, you have a person found something in a store. They didn't have their no simana on the object. Harel Shalom, the person is able to keep it. Now this applies only to objects that's found in front of the counter that separates the shopkeeper from the people who are coming. Then we assume it was lost by one of the customers who obviously were umayyish. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Gezeila Perek Dezayin that even objects that are found on the counter, or which seem to have been lost, they belong to the person who found them. And others claim that anything that's found on the counter belongs to the shopkeeper. Tosus say that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where the place we're talking about is where most of the people who come to this shop are non-Jews, and therefore even an object that may have a simon can be kept by the person who found it. The Rush holds that because the shopkeeper actually lives there, the store is home also, he uses it as his home, so the one who lost the object thinks like this. Since the shopkeeper didn't return the object after the person asked for it, but he said that, one of the customers probably took it, so then the owner of the shopkeeper certainly has it. There's no way I'm getting it back. Therefore, it's miyash. So therefore, the person who finds it is able to keep it even if it has the semen. That's the logic behind it. Then the Mishnah says, so this is all in matzah b'chanos harelo shelo, is able to keep it. That's, again, where the object is found in front of the counter that separates the shopkeeper from everybody else. But it's between the counter and the shopkeeper and the chamani. The shopkeeper would sit behind the counter and he would sell everything from there. And it would put money, let's say, into a particular box. That's where it was found. Then shel chamani. Anything behind the counter obviously was lost by the chamani himself. Now we're talking about a money changer. And the money changer and the customers would put their money on the table in front of the shulchani, in front of the money exchanger. So if the money is found in front of the shulchani, harelo shalo, we'd assume the money was lost by one of the customers. And because if the money changer, the shulchani, had lost it, so it would have been between him and the table. And money, of course, has no simon, and therefore the owner, many people have walked through into this bank to exchange money, so it must be the owner gave up hope, therefore he's able to keep it. The Gemara says on Daf, Chavvav, that even if the money is found, let's say, on the table itself, the finder is able to keep it, because that's where the customers put their coins on the table, as well as the money changer. So realizing that the person who finds it won't know who the money belongs to. So the one who lost that money says, I'm giving up hope. So that's why this is a little bit different. In the case of the money changer is different than the other halacha. In what way? That in the preceding case, the case of the shopkeeper, the chenvani, if the object is found on the counter, it belongs to the shopkeeper because no one puts anything on the counter except him, according to some. But if it's found on the counter when it comes to the shulchani, the money changer, so then you would be able to keep it based on that logic. But if it's found between the chair, the stool of the money changer and the money changer himself, so it's between him and that stool where he places, puts the table in order to do the exchange, then harelo shulchani, obviously he lost that money. Halokeach peros mechavero osher shalach lo chavero peros umatza behen mos harelo shalom. Person bought fruit from his friend, or he sent, or his friend sent him fruit. So then, and inside there are coins, he's able to keep it. Obviously those coins belong to the seller. And the answer is no. Talking about a case, the Gemara says, where his friend is a tagar, is a merchant. He bought those pairs from many other people. There's no way to know who the owner of those coins are. And since there's no semen on coins, the owner gave up hope. Obviously, if they're collected, the fruit is collected from this particular person's field, and he sells it, so then, of course, you know, the money belongs to the owner. Im hayu tsirurin, no tulamachus. But if the money, the coins were tied together, so then the finder, even though the produce could have come from who knows where, nonetheless, the kesher, the sign, the fact that they're bound together is a simon, and if he has a simon, we assume the owner didn't give up hope. Perek Beis, Mishnah He. Af hasimla haisa bichlal kol eile. What's he talking about? The pasuk in Parshas Kisetz, he's speaking about mitzvah. Shavas Aveda says vechein taaseh l'simla so vechein taaseh l'chol avedas achicha asher tovad mimenu mitzvah so lo suchal hisalim. So there it says there's a list. You have animals and also mentions all avedas achicha all, and it said and so too you should do for the simla for clothing. So the Mishnah is asking that simla, the fact that the Torah delineates the potential lost object with a piece of a garment, clothing. So, and it's not like the others. The others are all animals. Here you mention this, that was included already in Chol Avedas Achicha. Why? And then the Gemara also speaks about why it has to mention the other animals too, the Shor, Chamor, etc. Also. But why is Simla there if that's also included in the general phrase Chol Avedas Achicha, any lost object, you have to return? Lama Yatzas, why was it taken out literally? Why was it singled out? Lahakish Eleha, in order to compare all lost objects to it. Loma Lach to tell you, Ma Simla Miuchedes, what's unique about a simla, about a garment, sheish basiman of the eshla tovin? It has identifying marks. Usually a clothing does have a distinguishing feature, does have a siman, and therefore the owner is always going to claim it. Animals, they come from the wild, who knows, and may not have. But a simla definitely does, and therefore, since it has a siman, you want to know that so too anything that has a siman is something that you need to announce. It's just like a simla has a siman. Other things as well that may not always have a siman, you have to make sure that if they do, they have to announce them. And the Mishnah says, "En v'yesh latovim." There are people who come who are interested in claiming it, the object, which means that people don't give up hope. In fact, according to some Rishonim, that the Mishnah really means they're connected. The fact that it has a siman is a reason why a person is not going to give up hope. So it's just like masim lamiuchedes sheish basiman v'yesh latovim. It has signs, distinguishing features, and people who are going to claim it. Af kol davar sheish basiman v'yesh latovim. So too, anything that has siman in it, people who are going to claim it. So of course, chayav lahachos. Obviously, it could be as a siman, but there's no one to come to claim it. So you wouldn't have to. It needs to be obvious that he's both. Now it seems the Mishnah seems to say that the idea of the siman sounds like the concept of a siman is a din d'oraisa. It's learned from simla. So, but the Gemara has a machlokas where the simanim d'oraisa or simanim d'rabbanan. Where this idea that I have to return an object based on the siman is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Those who hold this to Rabbanan would say that this is not necessarily a source. The Tana of the Mishnah doesn't mean we take this literally. It could be that anything that has someone who's come to claim has to be announced, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Simanim are d'orais. Yes, the fact that someone's claiming something means you have a din d'oraisa to announce it, and you can't keep it. But the fact that there's a siman on it, maybe that's not necessarily what the Tana had in mind. Maybe that's just a reason why you would have to announce it, but that not that necessarily the concept of simanim is d'oraisa.